Twitchy by Jill Webb. It was a box of Maltesers that prompted me to write this. I love my husband, but sometimes he drives me mad. I'm Jill, and I was a brunette like my daughter until my late 30s. I would have liked to stay that way a little longer, but those unapologetic grey hairs didn't just sneak up, they invaded, accompanied by a twitch in my left eye. Stress? I'll let you decide. My mother used to say to me on visits when I was first married, "I don't know how you put up with him hurrying you up all the time, dear." I laughed, as newly married me still had stars in her eyes. It's now, after what seems like an eternity, that I must say something. I hope you don't mind listening, only it's therapy in a way. It's just, well, for a start, when our two sons were young, we'd be rounded up to go to the shops and ushered into the car that already had the engine running. I'd just make it into my seat, sometimes having to close the door and do my seatbelt up almost simultaneously before we'd roar off. Our friends living opposite would look forward to Saturday mornings and watch, wave and laugh out of the window at the scene and the face I pulled. Mothers are all slightly insane, and is it any wonder? I lost him at Heathrow once. He accidentally managed to get airside and couldn't get back in until a security guard found him. The flight to Mauritius was fortunately long enough for my shoulders and hair to relax once again. We flew with the same friends, and upon arrival at the airport, David went into organising mode and got all our cases together for the bus trip to the hotel. Only it turned out one wasn't our friend's. Admittedly, it was similar, but in his usual haste, he hadn't checked the name. A rather irate Scotsman came in a taxi from another hotel to claim it, but tactically hadn't brought our friend's case, so David and Henry had to get another taxi to collect it. On the same holiday, desperate for some great photographic shots, my husband was almost swept away by a huge wave he had his back to, whilst balancing on a rock, camera in hand, and then later that day disappeared over a fence to catch a shot of a very fast-flowing waterfall. In my mind and pounding heart, I was a widow, until he reappeared with a joyful, "Got it!" On our return home, I decided to go blonde. More recently, after a million other incidences, we had a skip delivered in which to throw our recently replaced bathroom porcelain and to encourage him to get rid of 30 years of accumulated that'll-be-useful stuff. This ranged from old quality street tins full of things like spare trolley wheels when we'd never actually owned a trolley, masses of old paint tins, magazines, nuts, bolts, wood, etc. He was quiet in there for ages, until I found him sitting in a fold-up chair rereading magazines. The first and only thing in the skip was a small solar-powered lighthouse garden ornament belonging to me. Then last night, I was concentrating on a favourite TV programme while he was trying to extract Maltesers from a small hole in their box, shaking them so hard I missed several parts of the dialogue. Even now, as I tried to write, he is reading me news bulletins. That twitch has started up again.